but like I say, if you get in that situation, then that's what you chose to get into. If a nigga tell you shit, look, man, I don't want this, that, and the other, and you keep fucking with the nigga, then that's on you.
Right.
So what come with that, you shouldn't even trip. But yet, females trip.
Okay, but females only trip because, okay, a dude can be like, no, let me say this. Men will be like, oh, no, I don't want no relationship, shot, I'm just chilling. But then it's like, oh, you got on too much. Oh, where you going? Well, you want to be hitting up somebody's phone. So look, what? That's nah. We chilling, right? So you can't have no say-so on what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. You can't be doing all this checking in, checking up. Stalking right. My IG, like, that don't work. It don't work like that. Now you sending missed signals.
Right.
Like you and your feelings. Yeah. But why?
That's his fuck up.
If we just chilling.
That's his fuck up. I wouldn't move like that. That's his fuck up. You don't pull to give. If this what it is, this what it pulled to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now the nigga saying something, then getting in their feelings. Like, hell nah. That
a lot of niggas get in their feelings though.
Yeah, but that them. That them. Know what you signing up for. Shit.
I think what it is men are so used to dealing with a certain type that when they do end up running into that one that's about what they say they're about, a man like that. You all right over there? You need some water. Why he over here choking? But I just feel like... I just feel, you got something to say?
I mean, I'm going off, I'm piggybacking. I ain't going to L niggas out. Or L females out. You know what I mean? I'm just, speaking on what you speak on. I'm input on whatever what you got to say. What we talking about? What, niggas, what, we still on the niggas not being faithful? And or the niggas lying?
But females do the same thing. These days, females are...
You know what it is to me? Like, what I said, Nate, motherfuckers, I ain't keeping it real. But you ain't goddamn stand for what you goddamn signed up for. You signed the agreement, but you're avoiding the contract. That's just really what it is. Motherfuckers signed up for it and avoid the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides, goddamn. You know really what it really is, but yet... The mid signals and all that indirect comments and all that bullshit. That way, goddamn, get lost in.
Yeah.
Get lost in the salt. Then you just really going with the float in. You're like, by what? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
But some folk goddamn end up in a whole marriage like that, 9 years later type shit, or whatever.
How you feel about marriage? Can you see yourself being with one person for the rest of your life and having sex with one person for the rest of your life?
Of course. Well, I ain't gonna say of course. That ain't... Yeah, I can. Yeah. Because pussy don't run me.
Mm-hmm.
That shit don't control me. I don't have to goddamn... have to have more than one chick. You know what I mean? Like, no. Hell no. I'm good with one that gonna take care of me. I'm straight. Remember, I ain't selfish. It's not good to be selfish. That's selfish. Hell no. I'm good. Yeah, give me one good one.
What do you consider one good one? What makes a woman, in your definition, a good one?
Yeah, I ain't got to think too hard.
I don't know.
There's
a big pause on that, so I don't know.
Because how I word myself really matters. But everybody has their definition of what a friend is, but you look it up. Just, for real, you can pull it out, dictionary, whatever, but, a friend, somebody that's there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Somebody that care about your feelings. Somebody, that you can sit down and vent to. That, steer you the right way. Understanding. Like, that's real.
Mm-hmm.
But motherfuckers ain't real friends no more. But that's what I consider a real woman, a real friend.
What you think happened from the time, from like years ago? Years ago, it was like, when you single, you single, but you can find somebody that makes sense. But it's like, now you can't really find nobody. Like, everybody on bullshit, it feel like. You think social media has something to do with that? You know, females wanting to change their bodies, dudes wanting to, you know, do what the rappers do, get to the money, you know, live beyond their means. Like, what you think? What you think that about? Because ain't nobody on them relationships.
I think right they now. Got a lot to do with. Because it's more people to follow. You know what I'm saying? If you on the internet, you can look and see somebody across the globe or whatever, whatever, this trend, that trend. And everybody, you know, want to follow somebody. And they fuck the game up. You know, it ain't like motherfuckers sticking to the code. Only one thing to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuckers following all kind of shit. Nah, shit. This shit lost in the sauce now. Hey, internet fucked it up. Hell yeah. Yeah.
So what made you stay on track? What made you say you don't want to follow? You don't want to, you know.
Shit. Right is right, right? I mean, shit, it's always right to me. You know, the internet shit was always wrong. Living like that was always wrong. Always with the wrong way to live for everybody else. Following motherfuckers and doing it for the hype or doing it for any other reason than for goddamn yourself.
Yeah.
That was what real shit.
See you on that.
Hell yeah, girl. Your ass something else, bro.
I don't want something else.
Because you was... Like I say, if you get in that situation, then that's what you chose to get into. If a nigga tell you shit, look, man, I don't want this, that, and the other, and you keep fucking with the nigga, then that's on you.
Right.
So what come with that, you shouldn't even trip. But yet, females trip.
Okay, but females only trip because, okay, a dude could be like, well, it shouldn't be no reason. No, let me say this. Men will be like, oh, no, I don't want no relationship, shout out, I'm just chilling. But then it's like, oh, you got on too much. Oh, where you going? Well, oh, you want to be okay. Hitting up somebody's phone. So look, what? That's nah. We chilling, right? So you can't have no say-so on what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. You can't be doing all this checking in, checking up, stalking right. My IG. Like, that don't work. It don't work like that. Nah, now you sit. Now you sending missed signals.
Right.
Like you and your feelings. Yeah. But why?
That's his fuck up.
If we just chilling.
That's his fuck up. I wouldn't move like that. That's his fuck up. You don't pull to give. If this what it is, this what it pulled to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now the niggas saying something, then getting in their feelings. Like, hell no. Nah,
a lot of niggas get in their feelings though.
Yeah, but that them. That them. Know what you signing up for. Shit.
I think what it is men are so used to dealing with a certain type that when they do end up running into that one that's about what they say they're about. A man like that. You all right over there? You need some water. Why he over here choking? But I just feel like I don't know. I just feel. You got something to say?
I'm going out. I'm piggybacking. I ain't gonna L niggas out. Or L females out. You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, speaking on what you speak on. I'm input on whatever you know, what you got to say. What we talking about? What? Niggas, what? We still on the niggas not being faithful? And or the niggas lying? You know?
But females do the same thing. These days, females are.
You know what it is to me? Like what I said, Nate, motherfuckers ain't keeping it real, but you ain't goddamn stand for what you goddamn signed up for. You signed the agreement, but you're avoiding the contract. That's just really what it is. Motherfuckers signed up for it and void the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides, goddamn. You know really what it really is, but yet, the mixed signals and all that, indirect comments and all that bullshit, that way goddamn get lost in. Yeah. Get lost in the sauce. Then you just really going with the flow then. You're like, by what? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. But some folk got that end up in the whole marriage like that, you know, 9 years later type shit, you know, or whatever, whatever.
How you feel about marriage? Can you see yourself being with one person for the rest of your life and having sex with one person for the rest of your life?
Of course. Well, I ain't gonna say of course. That ain't. Yeah, I can. Yeah. Cause pussy don't run me. Mm-hmm. That shit don't control me. I don't have to goddamn have to have more than one chick. You know what I mean? Like, no, hell no. I'm good with one that gonna take care of me. I'm straight. Remember, I ain't selfish. It's not good to be selfish. That's selfish. Hell no. I'm good. Yeah, give me one good one.
What do you consider one good one? What makes a woman, in your definition, a good one?
Thinking. Yeah. Nah, I ain't got to think too hard.
I don't know. There's a big pause on that, so I don't know.
Because how I word myself really matters, but everybody has their definition of what a friend is, but you look it up. Just, you know, for real, you can pull it out, dictionary, whatever, but, you know, a friend, you know, somebody that's there. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Somebody that care about your feelings. Somebody, you know, that you can sit down and vent to, that, you know, steer you the right way, understanding, like, that's real. Mm-hmm. But motherfuckers ain't real friends no more. You know? But that's, yeah, that's what I consider a real woman, a real friend.
What you think happened from the time, from like years ago? Years ago, it was like, when you're single, but you can find somebody that makes sense. But it's like, now you can't really find nobody. Like, everybody on bullshit, it feel like. You think social media has something to do with that? You know, females wanting to change their bodies, dudes wanting to, you know, do what the rappers do, get to the money, you know, live beyond their mean. Like, what you think? What you think that about? Because ain't nobody on them relationships.
I think they got a lot to do with it. Because it's more people to follow. You know what I'm saying? If you on the internet, you can look and see somebody across the globe or whatever, this trend and that trend. And everybody, you know, want to follow somebody. And they fuck the game up. You know, it ain't like motherfuckers sticking to the code. Only one thing to follow. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers following all kind of shit. Nah, shit. It's just shit lost in the sauce now. Hey, isn't it? Fucked it up. Hell yeah. Yeah.
So what made you stay on track? What made you say you don't want to follow? You don't want to, you know.
Shit. Right is right, right? I mean, shit, it's always right to me. You know, the internet shit was always wrong. Living like that was always wrong. Always with the wrong way to live for everybody else. Following motherfuckers and doing it for the hype or doing it for any other reason than for goddamn yourself.
Yeah.
That was what real shit.
See you on that.
Hell yeah, girl. Your ass something else, bro.
I don't
know
something else.
Because you is.
Hey, what's up, you guys? I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. It was a little bit different. I like, you know, having people come on and, you know, give their opinion or whatever. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed it. And there will be more of this.